Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Talking transportation here with John Mino and how proud of the elevator can be at times. John is in studio with me right now.
I got a little problem sitting right here. I have a little bit of flashbacks.
Uh-oh.
So I hope I get through this okay from this morning.
What happened?
You didn't hear?
No.
Convoy, is you here?
Yes, I heard.
How do you not tell me this, Conrad? What are we doing here, buddy? I thought we were pals.
Well, we rip him on our show. We rip you, and we rip Conrad. And when Conrad came in, I gave him the name Convoy.
Yeah.
Because he was this great kid, nice kid from Kewaskum.
Yeah.
Just nice. And then he aligns himself with you.
Yeah.
And we both call you guys now Hollywood Sharpies. And you've taken him, you being a Hollywood guy, you've taken him under your wing, and you've changed him. This nice kid from Kewaskum, he's now become a Hollywood Sharpie.
But wait a second. I live in the most un-Hollywood place in the world.
Okay, well, okay. I used to live in Idaho.
Do I still have an arrogance about
Harrison,
me?
Harrison Ford lived in Idaho.
Yeah.
Demi Moore lived in Idaho.
Okay.
All those big Hollywood Sharpies lived in Idaho. So you in the little small towns. So no. You can live in Marinette and be a Hollywood Sharpie.
Okay. Do I give off an air?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, an aura.
I always think I'm like this down-to-earth guy.
No, not at all.
Conrad still is, though.
No, he used to be.
I bet you $10 he badmouths me when I'm not around.
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, that's a yes.
It's not totally a yes. Wow. So anyway, you didn't hear what happened this morning.
No, tell me.
So today is the one-year anniversary of Mino and the Mayor.
That's congratulations,
by
the way. The award-winning Mino and the Mayor.
Second place winning.
It's an award. It's a silver.
So anyway, okay.
Nothing's ever enough.
So anyway, Jim, the mayor, former mayor, had vowed we're going to do this unbelievable show, this event for our anniversary. He was going to get a helicopter. I'm not lying about this. He was going to get a helicopter to fly over, have all these people out here, you know, at 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
A helicopter?
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were going to drop ping pong balls with, like, you know, a free sub or a free beer or whatever, a different place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that went by the wayside when the guy said, you know, you got a lot of power lines down there and things, you know. So then what the mayor decided is we're going to have a fried cheese curd stand. My buddy, that's like one of the reasons I went over to the farmer's market. My good friend, who's going to be coming out on the show tomorrow, runs the fried cheese curd market, which is amazing. Have you ever had fried cheese curds?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, anyway, he does the stand. So he had a band scheduled. He had all kinds of a magician. Had all these things scheduled. And then we Todd, our producer, who's amazing. He's wonderful. He's like, Jim, we can't do this. We can't do this. Okay? So Jim was going to get the street blocked off in the whole thing. So we're sitting here this morning, and Todd goes, oh, my gosh! I go, why? He goes, look outside! So there was this big city trailer with do not enter signs and orange cones and roadblock sawhorses, road closed. They came to block off North Washington Street, the busiest street in all of Green Bay in the morning, for our event, which Jim forgot to tell them was canceled. Yeah. So he had to run out there in the middle of the show and as they were setting up to close North Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys. And so then when I'm walking here from just up the block, I see Jim drive down the street past the studio and do a U-turn and park right here. I'm like, I told Ty, I said, was that Jim? That just what's going on? He goes, you didn't see the our parking lot where we park with the meters? I go, no. He goes, they all have those bags over them, no parking for our event today.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 year anniversary. So nothing really happened.
No, but I'm sure the city is gonna bill us for sending these people out at 6 in the morning to shut down the busiest street in downtown Green Bay and close off one of the most popular parking areas.
Conrad, you heard about this?
Yeah.
How did you hear about this? Am I not on like a newsletter or something?
Todd put a little letter out there showing some pictures.
And then one thing I got to apologize for, I don't know what to do, I shouldn't even mention this. I go, so there's these two big burly guys out there, construction workers types, who are going to be blocking off the street, and Jim had to go out there. And then Jim comes back and goes, one of them was the woman.
Like he was from behind, he couldn't tell.
So that's how our day went today for our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. But anyway, the reason I'm here is to talk about a friend of mine that passed away.
But seriously, congratulations on 1 year.
Yeah,
you guys,
I never thought we'd make it.
You downplay your award, but second place, you know, it's not just second place in this building, right? Yeah. Okay, it's a bigger...
It was second place for the major markets.
Yeah,
the
that's
market
fantastic.
Fund. Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, Spencer Milligan.
Yeah.
When I used to do the show, me and Nick on WNFL back in the day.
Okay.
And Spencer used to come on the show. He lived in Door County, but he was a huge Hollywood actor. He was Ranger Rick in the show Land of the Lost.
Yeah.
And he played... We used to talk. I said, Spencer, other than that, did you ever play a good guy? Because he always played a bad guy. And like Kojak, he'd be a murderer.
Yeah.
And you know, some Ironsides or Convoy. Do you have his resume as IMDb or anything like that?
I can grab it quick.
Could you? It's like every cop show of the era, he played a bad guy.
And he's
guy
like in. One of those guys that when you see him absolutely on the show, you go, name. That guy did it.
Absolutely. Pete, honest to God, true yeah story, you know, but a really nice guy. And then he ran so one cool of the big theater things in Door County in Sturgeon Bay and lived on this, like, you know, out in the country kind of house in
really
Sturgeon Bay. Yeah.
So did he live there after, like,
yeah,
he retired from Hollywood?
Yeah, I don't know if okay he met somebody from around there and then, you know, then they moved and everything.
That's how they get you. Most yeah of the people around here that have some connection, they're yeah like, I met a girl. And
absolutely. Like... But he just loved it.
Yeah.
He loved
well, why wouldn't you?
Door County.
That's great.
So much you can't believe it. Used to go to Packer games. Him and Nick, my old partner, went to a Packer game together and everything.
No kidding.
He was just great.
Oh, that's
and
too
he
bad
passed away, I think, yesterday or today.
But he was, I mean, he had a pretty good run. 86.
Great run. 86.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No
did
question.
How did he die? Do you know?
I do not.
Do you know who Julius LaRosa was? The Broadway performer?
No, I don't.
I heard like 5 years ago, I was in my kitchen and my dad says, Julio LaRosa, they used to joke about him on Cheers sometimes. He's this big Broadway. And he died in Crivets, Wisconsin.
What?
Like, yeah. He lived the last 10 years or something in a retirement home in Crivets.
Oh my gosh.
I love hearing stuff
Crivets
like that.
I do too. I agree with you. I love that kind of
yeah
stuff.
When is his Bret Michael concert happening? Remember when he was in Crivets last summer?
That's right.
His mom. No.
That's right. His
yeah,
mom
his mom married a guy from Crivets.
Yes, you're right.
And he
right
says, we're going to do a show.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Okay, Brett.
A good buddy of mine, a really good friend of mine, who was on our show last week. He's a police officer in Hobart. Bret Michaels' drummer lived with him here in Green Bay.
Wow.
Stayed here for like 5 or 10 years.
Oh,
loved
no
Green Bay. And then he'd just fly out to where the concerts were.
How do you lived with him? Like
lived
were
in his basement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For the cheap rent?
Yeah, he just loved
Green
Bay.
Socking away those poison residual checks?
I guess. Yeah.
He could just be a saver.
Yeah. Yeah.
How we doing, Con?
But he worked out great, I think, as my buddy's wingman.
Your buddy probably talked about it a lot more than...
Oh, yeah.
If you heard of Poison. He would always probably do it when his friend's not looking.
You ever see the drummer of Poison? Yeah, he lives in my basement.
You know that every rose has
him?
Its thorn, right?
Come on over. Yeah. We did the story. I was the first one. We did the big story, 1990, Lindy Infante show. We did the big exclusive story of Don Mikowski recording Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Really?
And then when he went on stage at their old Brown County Arena, because that's where they even shot their video, at the arena.
They did?
And Don Mikowski went on and did Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Hey, do you remember my last guest, Peter
Jost? Do you ever want me to get you, want everyone to get him on here to talk about that?
Don Mikowski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll set it up.
Got a score to settle with him, too.
Why?
Well.
No, tell me.
Oh, he beat the Bears one time in the last
yeah
seconds. I think that's what gave
are
him
you
the
a Bears
nickname
fan?
Magic Man, right? Yeah, I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, I want nothing to do with you ever again. So now you're not
stopping by.
Now
don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, Mino.
Now you're a Hollywood Sharpie fib. I got a lot of reasons to not like you, Pete, and that's too bad.
And yet
you're
we're still gals.
I know.
How does that work?
Well, you're almost a youper, too, though.
So true. And I've lived here long enough. I mean, I've spent over 20 years now in Wisconsin. My last guest.
Hey, wait till you – right next door to us?
Yeah.
I stopped in there today like we were talking.
Okay.
Gelato in the coffee shop. Phenomenal.
Is it really?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love this place right next to us.
You know what? For the longest time, I couldn't resign myself. I'm like, I can't eat something called gelato.
Well, you will.
It just sounded so strange.
You will.
And 20 years ago, I tried
it's Italian
it
ice
good
cream type
yeah,
thing.
I know.
It's phenomenal. The different flavors. Fantastic.
what I keep trying to say, and you keep interrupting me because you don't like my character.
Right.
My last guest, Peter Jest, promoted the show that the Red Hot Chili Peppers were in Green Bay in 1989 when they came out with the socks.
Oh, my God. Didn't they get banned or something?
Yeah, they got chased through a cornfield, he said, or something
that. Yeah, the cops went after them.
Were you here then?
I was in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I didn't go to that concert.
You weren't on stage with a sock?
I was. Okay. You know what? I shouldn't say anything.
Really?
I would have needed a knee sock.
You would have needed a footy, dude. The statute of limitations. I don't know that, John. I don't know anything about John.
Conroy, save me here.
You opened a can of worms.
Yeah, I guess.
So how are we doing? Were we waiting for information?
Yeah, Conroy was going to find us information on Spencer Milligan's IMDb.
Yeah, so he has 33 credits.
Okay.
And some of them include General Hospital as Ray Givens. He was on the Dukes of Hazzard of he was Leroy Little.
Okay.
Alice, he was David.
So you know me, one of those guys that would always pop up in all these shows. Yeah. But a good guy.
Do you remember Mel on Alice?
Of course.
I remember. I have this.
Vic Tabak.
I have this line burned in my head that he said, because Alice or Flo or somebody threw out one of his cigars and he pounded the counter. And he goes, "What's the matter with you? That was a 15-cent cigar." 15 cents. Beautiful.
Yeah. 1976.
That sounds about right.
About
speaking
then.
Of which, or it might have been 75 that Jaws came out. What are your thoughts on Jaws, John?
Well, it was a scary movie. Yeah. I will say this. Back in that era, there were two movies that were like, took a different level of, I'm not sure how to put it. What would the term be? Not thrillers or, but it was like two movies that were like, holy cow, Exorcist and Jaws.
Yeah.
Those two movies separated the genre of, we're going into a different level now. Those were scary movies. I'm not kidding you.
Especially Jaws. And I mean, like, when I was a kid, I knew I wasn't allowed to see Jaws because I was too young. But then later, I was like, I was so scared of sharks and Jaws.
No
question. Even swimming in Three Lakes, somebody could have thrown a shark in here.
All you had to do, if you were in a lake, and I can't swim anyway. I don't know how to swim.
Really?
No. Well, growing up in the UP, the water was always so cold. We didn't have a pool in
tomorrow,
our school.
Tomorrow, Conrad, take a memo.
Whoa.
We're taking John to the Y tomorrow. We're going to set him up with some swimming lessons, courtesy of Nightlight.
All right, I'm in. But all you got to do is be in the lake and somebody go, doo-doo.
Yeah, right.
Doo-doo.
It's horrible.
And that would scare people.
John, thanks for stopping by. This
can I stick around for a little while?
Absolutely, stick around.
Okay,
John Mino is here. He's going to stick around with us.
I've got no place to go. I have no friends.
Brian, the Outagamie County Fair starts today. Brian Stilley will be here. He is the manager of the Outagamie County Fair. We'll talk to him at 8:35.
Did you know I got kicked out of a fair one time?
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. We'll be right back to hear John's fair story on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail. Why so fair?
So, at 8:35, Brian Stilley will be here to talk to us about the Outagamie County Fair. It kicks off tonight, folks. Check it out here in Northeast Wisconsin. We've got a lot more festival talk coming up over the next two nights. John, what do you hate the most about festivals, outdoor festivals? You can go negative. You don't have to be.
Porta potties.
Yes, that is what
I've never used a porta potty, basically.
Never?
No, I'll hold it. I'll go behind a tree.
Even
I'll
for number one?
Anything.
You won't even go in for number one. Wow.
Yeah.
And you call me arrogant.
I know.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm a Green Bay Sharpie. But yet I love outhouses. I love my old deer hunting camp that had an outhouse.
Here's a text geared towards you from the 920. Congratulations on your one-year anniversary, but where were the donuts? Also, just a suggestion that you should have a speaker outside so that people can listen to your show.
We've talked about that, like WLS, or not WLS, WGN.
Yeah.
You know, they
right.
We've talked about that because we have so many people. Even today, some people just stopped and were looking in the window.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
That, by the way, is from Paul and Jeanette Dufek.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know them? Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, let me just, I didn't get kicked out of a fair.
Okay.
I got banned at Great America, okay, for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row.
Whoa.
And they got rules that you're allowed to win like twice or three times, and then they won't let you play again. So I had to go around to all the different stations. I think there were seven stations, and I won twice in a row at every station. I won four. I still got a picture of it. My son in the back seat. We had all these teddy bears with just his head. He was like 3 or 4 years old with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow. That's unbelievable.
Really impressive.
You Hollywood types. Wow. Unbelievable.
So, but wait, you didn't get thrown out for that. They just, was,
no,
it,
just
like, was it like the casino where you win too much?
Yeah.
And then they.
I said, sorry, sir. We have a limit how many times you're allowed to win type thing.
Come on.
Really? Swear to God. True story. I'll find the picture and show you with his 14 teddy bears.
They were running dangerously low on stuffed animals.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have enough. That guy with one tooth didn't have enough in his trailer.
Right.
Although, I'll be honest, I always wanted to be a carny.
Really?
I always thought that would be so much fun to have a camper. I'd like to have a truck with a camper on the back. I thought it'd be so great to live in a camper, drive all around the country in the summer, and run some kind of a game. I don't even care what game it was. I thought the life of a carny for a summer going to college would be a lot of fun.
Okay, at that age, maybe.
Yeah, I'd be like 19, yeah. You know. I thought that would be a great, great summer job.
Yeah, it seems, I'm sure there's a downside you don't see.
You know, I got a buddy. We can bring him on here sometime if you ever want. He was a carny.
Really?
And just talking about the different things and everything. Yeah.
I bet he's got some stories.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I think I would have been a good carny. Don't you?
I do. You're kind of like a jack of all trades when it comes to.
I would have needed a tattoo in my neck, though.
Yeah,
maybe
neck
just have those
or...
fake ones. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about getting 906 tattooed on my neck.
906, yeah. Nice. Nagani represents.
Absolutely. Repping Nagani.
Where have you liked living the most? You're a UP kid, but you've been all over.
Tempe,
you love
Arizona.
Green Bay. That's your favorite?
Tempe, Arizona.
Because of the heat?
When I went to school there, just phenomenal. Just beautiful, wonderful. It was great. Great place to go to college. Although I lived in Idaho then for my first 2 or 3 years in the business. Loved Idaho, too.
That's a beautiful area.
Beautiful, man. Go skiing up in the mountains all the time.
Absolutely. Do you still ski?
Worst place? And you would know about this. Well, I don't know if you would. Flint, Michigan.
I did stand up there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Flint, Michigan. It had the highest murder rate per capita in the nation when I lived there in the early 80s.
And that documentary that Michael Moore did.
Yeah.
And the guys walking around.
I knew Michael Moore.
Did you really?
I knew Michael Moore. Yes, because he wrote for a local paper. It was like offshoot paper, the way they used to do them. You know, they'd have those kind of whatever. And he wrote for that paper. I knew Michael Moore. He's from Davison, Michigan, which is right next to Flint.
I mean, that was a masterpiece.
Roger and me,
when they were going door to door, and he wanted to go buy rabbits, and they said, do you want pets or meat?
Or meat, and the lady was talking about how they, I'll go skin this one and gut it for
That's
you.
Unbelievable. I mean,
his name is
gosh.
Like Harold, I'll go skin him for you. Yeah, that was Flint, Michigan.
I did stand up there. Actually, it was in the suburbs.
That had to be a tough crowd.
Well, it was in Grand Blanc.
That's where I lived.
Yeah.
I lived in Grand Blanc.
Which means big white or something like that.
Yeah, it actually means, and when they first... named it meant like white superior, you know, superiority, kind of like
really,
yeah, like big white. Where,
if I will say,
but that was a nice suburb. I lived in fact, Warwick Hills, the golf club was there, and they used to have the Buick Open, a big PGA tournament was there.
Okay,
yeah,
I felt weird once I learned what that meant. I was like, we're right next to Flint, the most depressed area in the country, and it was just a gig, but whatever. They put us up at the Days Inn,
okay,
the other comics. And the pool at the Days Inn in Flint, do you know what happened there?
No.
You ever hear that story? That's this pool that Keith Moon drove the car into.
You're kidding.
In Flint, Michigan.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. And the pool, at least in the mid-90s, John, was still there.
Oh, my Lord.
And I remember just standing on the balcony. I think it was a balcony. I was staring at it one night going, God, that happened.
Oh, my God. You want to know the greatest band ever to come out of Flint, Michigan?
Bay City Rollers?
Nope. Bay City was just north of us. But
I thought they weren't really from Bay City.
They weren't. They actually like threw a dart on a map. True story. That's what he said. And it hit Bay City, Michigan. Which, by the way, Bay City All Saints defeated my high school basketball team 2 years in a row for the state semifinals.
You were playing downstate teams?
Downstate,
with
baby.
Wow, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Menominee is still a powerhouse
in football. I still remember when Menominee in the late 60s won the state championship with Pat Miller and those guys. And that was amazing. That was a really cool thing.
You remember those names and everything.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Name every one of them.
There are people up there that are still like, they'll say.
Well, I got a good friend, and I'm going to visit. I'm going up to the UP next week, and I'm going to visit this friend of mine. He was a sports writer for the Menominee Marinette paper. Larry Epsch is his name.
Oh, yeah.
He's in my book. You know, the book I wrote, 50 Strong in World War II, Korean War. He was a medic in Korea. And 93 years old.
He's great.
And he will tell you about every game ever played in Menominee Marinette.
That.
He's amazing.
I was trying to create a.
Oh, the band, though, from Flint.
Yeah, who?
Take a guess.
I want to say Bob Seger is an obvious.
No, he's Detroit, though. Come on, boys, let's tear it down. And we proceeded to tear that hotel down. We're an American band.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Funk.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk Railroad.
They're from Flint?
They're from Flint.
No kidding.
One of the guys that I worked with, actually, they used to practice in his garage.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I used to drive by the thing. It used to be a big train thing. It was called Grand Trunk Radio. But things said, like, graffiti. And so they changed it to Grand Funk Radio.
So
Great Railroad.
Larry Ebsch from Marinette.
Yes.
Great guy. When
yes.
I first moved back there several years ago, he sat down with me because I was trying to create a show to pitch to PBS
yeah.
about dance halls.
Okay.
Like, in Wisconsin, these old, there were, like, three of them in Marinette County or the surrounding areas. So I talked to Larry, sat down with him. He was so great with his time and
his
so
memory is
knowledgeable.
Amazing at yes. 93 years old.
I scrapped the project because they started tearing these dance halls down. And
yeah.
I'm like, I can't even do it. You
yeah.
know,
you know, I've spoke at some of them for veteran events around here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
And I've always said to people, too, don't tear this down.
I
this
know.
This is such history.
It's so
That's
cool.
I love Riverside Ballroom in Green Bay is my
yeah.
favorite place. It's so nostalgic. You know, Buddy Holly played there and
yeah.
everything. Please don't ever tear those places
That's where
down.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers were, I think,
oh,
when that
you're
incident
right.
happened.
Yes.
Did you ever hear the Blue Ribbon Casino?
No.
That's up that? Near, it's like, it's up near Marinette, but
okay.
they tore that down, too.
I hate that when they do those things.
Terrible.
You know where I've never been, and I always think I need to stop? That hamburger place.
Mickey Lou's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never stopped it. I've driven past it 8,000 times.
I shot that movie that I purposely did not cast you in.
Right.
We shot a scene there. Because my high school classmate, Sarah, her brother owned it. Her family
oh my God.
Owned it.
Yeah.
And it's a throwback.
I'm never going to bring that up, even though I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College. And you didn't.
Master of self-promotion.
Yeah.
You should have said that back then.
I did.
I don't know.
Still didn't get a return call.
Hey, this was fun. Thank
I gotta
you.
Go.
You're welcome
Look
to stay
time.
If you like.
Nah, I got to go. I got, things.
Right.
I got big things going on.
Do you?
I'm going to watch Gunsmoke on Roku.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Conrad?
I've never heard of it.
We got a pal
Convoy,
around
Convoy, I don't even know you anymore.
He's telling me to
wrap it up. Oh, it was fun, Pete.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks,
Love
man.
It.
I
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
You bet.
All right, that's John Mino. We'll be right back on talking some Out of Gamey County Fair on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Always fun to talk with John Mino. And always fun to hang out. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. There could not be... This is probably one of the most beautiful nights of the summer so far. I hope it is wherever you are in your part of the state. Today, here in Northeast Wisconsin, it's kind of a cool day because the Out of Gamey County Fair is underway officially today. It's 140 years old, tons of tradition, and general admission is $5. How can you beat that? You can't beat fun at the old ballpark or at the Out of Gamey County Fair. So let's talk more about that right now with my next guest, Brian Stille. He is the Out of Gamey County Fair manager, and he joins us now over the phone here on Nightlight. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Great to have you. Thank you for being part of the show tonight.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So tell us, all right, if I'm a dad. I've got two kids. What can I expect at this year's county fair that's maybe different from other years? Or if you want to just give us an overview of this year's fair, that's fine too.
We are celebrating, of course, the 140 years, as you mentioned. And that means we have tons of extra things going on this year.
Love
we
it.
Have a brand new carnival. So that is a big deal. Different wristband sessions and things throughout. You can find all those details at outofgameycountyfair.com.
Okay.
But we've got many, many more vendors. So for those people who want to wander through every kind of imaginable item, from your sunglasses and your T-shirts to everybody else, we have a very, very full midway this year. So carnival's going on, the midway, the animal shows, all the 4-H'ers and other youth that are showing animals will be here throughout the week as well. We have a horses this year. We've always had a horse show, but this year we have a packed schedule starting for particularly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but there's horses here on the grounds the whole time starting today. So for those that want to come out and see the horses, there's even a horse pull on Saturday evening. So we will have a lot of horses here on the grounds. We have bands as well for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So glam band is Thursday night.
Oh, nice.
Avenue 55 on Friday and Nashville Pipeline on Saturday evening.
Very nice. Wow, that's that was a pretty good rundown. What's your favorite food? You just said you have all these great vendors. Where do you go when you want something different?
Where do I go? Well, I'm going to hit the fair food items. So you got to have a great big corn dog. They've got foot-long corn dogs.
Oh, nice.
There's every kind of fried food imaginable, and the cheese curds, melt in your mouth.
Are they the deep-fried kind, or are they the fresh, squeaky kind, or do you have both?
Oh, these are deep-fried.
That's
so
great.
When you're going to the fair, this is the time you splurge.
Absolutely.
You eat all this great fair food, and we have lots and lots of vendors. You can find everything you can think of out there for fair food here this year, from East Asian to Mexican to your traditional sausages and hot dogs and all of the wonderful fried food that's around with all of these different vendors. So, and you can get the 4-H Dairy Bar malt. You can get about any kind of food you can imagine on the Midway.
So let's say, Brian, people that are listening say, I want to go check this out. I love it. I want to see the glam band, or I want to eat some good East Asian food, whatever. What is a day that you would say you might want to avoid the fair because it's going to be incredibly crowded? When are the best times to go to avoid crowds?
Well, the best times is earlier in the day. So depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for things like the carnival tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, the carnival will open on Thursday.
Okay.
So that's going to be a less crowded day. You get into Friday and Saturday. That's when you want to come if you're into the hustle and bustle and the big crowd.
Okay. So our question tonight, I'm usually a pretty positive guy, Brian, like you. You sound like you're very upbeat. I love the way you sell the fair, but we're all human beings and we all have our complaints. What is the worst thing about attending a fair, if you're willing to answer that?
Oh, the worst thing. Well, the worst thing in my side is the unpredictability of the weather, but we're doing great now.
Okay. That's a great answer.
Here's actually the worst thing that I'm going to think of here tonight. And that is the fact that the state, the county, and everybody else has decided it's road construction time.
Oh, great answer.
So when you're getting here, coming to Seymour, whether you're coming from the east or the west, you don't go to Main Street and right downtown because that's where it's really blocked off. You turn before you get to town, either from the east or the west. Mainline Road on the west east side, French Road or Miller Road on the west side, and you come in sort of from the back side, the back of town.
Okay.
And that's going to be get away from most of the road construction and any backed up traffic. If you are proactive, you'll beat the crowd.
All right, there you go. That's a great answer. Do you, first of all, I want to say too, I think it's great. It's a great family friendly event. My guest is Brian Stille, by the way. He is the Outagamie County Fair Manager. And I love that you guys only charge $5 to get in and that five and under are free. Is it five and under are free or four and under?
12 and under are free.
Oh, 12 and under.
So to be on the fairgrounds.
Okay.
12 and under are free.
Excellent. Well, I cannot thank you enough for your time tonight. I wish you luck with this year's fair. I have one more question before you leave. What are you watching on TV, yeah, Brian? And have you seen any great movies?
Me?
Yeah.
I never have an opportunity to turn on the TV.
I don't believe
you. So when it comes to fair time, You know, we work from about 6 in the morning till 12 at night. So TV just doesn't happen.
All right. I guess I'll have to accept that answer. You got enough on your plate. I wish you luck. Good job. It looks beautiful. The website looks great. And I hope you guys crush it this year and, you know, have a lot of people there.
A lot of family entertainment side things, even like pig racing, duck racing. There's stage entertainment for the kids.
Can you bet? Can people bet on the pig races?
What's that?
Can people bet on the pig races? Can they wager?
No bet. No betting on the pig races. No.
Not even under the table?
Well, I don't know what happens under the table. All right. There
you go. Brian, thanks so much for your time tonight. Best of luck with this year's fair. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
talk
buddy.
To you again.
All right. We'll see you. That's Bye. Brian Stille. Check out the Outagamie County Fair. He is the Outagamie County Fair manager, and he... Boy, that's the guy you want promoting your event, right, Conrad? I mean, he's just like Mr. Positive. I love it. It kicks off today, goes through Sunday. Some good entertainment, great food. Check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun. And he had a very diplomatic answer, too, when I asked him about what his least favorite thing about a fair is. You know, he didn't dodge it. He answered it, honestly. But, you know, he still gave us something. Checking the text here from the 608. Oh, Grand Funk Railroad is from Flint. So the texter knew. I could not put my finger on it. From the 608, Harrison Ford's family did live in Jackson, Wyoming. He, his sister, and his mom visited and shopped at West Yellowstone when my wife and I were there in the late 80s. Now, that would have been a good celebrity sighting for last night's show.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't get much bigger than Harry Ford. That's a great one. Thank you, 608 and 608. So, all right, this year is the, I want to say, 39th or 49th. 49th anniversary of Jaws? Let's check that out. I wrote this on the sheet. Jaws was either 75 or 76. And I took it off. Okay, it's almost 50 years. Jaws more or less changed the experience of going to theaters because it's considered in many circles the first summer blockbuster movie. And a lot of people didn't like that. It kind of changed the movies the studios decided to make for a while. I kind of feel like there's room for everybody at the table. And, you know, Jaws is not a masterpiece when it comes to filmmaking. But, you know, it was certainly memorable, and it was an iconic film, and it makes people freaked out. It made people freaked out to go in the water. Like I was telling Mino, I didn't even want to go in lake water because I was worried somebody might have thrown a shark in there and I was going to get eaten as a 12-year-old kid. And to this day, I don't know what's under the water. That really freaked me out. The Jaws poster was a shark coming up to eat this woman, and you saw her legs. It's just creepy. Water freaks me out. Even fresh water if you can't see what's underneath you. So be that as it may, one of my favorite comedians. Do we have time to do this, Conrad?
Yes.
All right. One of my favorite comedians, and I ended up becoming good friends with him, which thrilled me, is Richard Jenny. He did a great joke about the Jaws franchise and how ridiculous it got. And he talks about it from being the standpoint of being a comic on the road and renting all these Jaws movies in one night. And he slaps his face when he says, it's a stupid movie and a stupid movie. And he slaps himself in the face because it's so dumb. Here's Richard Jenny in a great bit about Jaws. Play the first clip first, Conrad, please.
When you get to that fourth Jaws movie and it's like the sun's rising and you're going, you know, I should be an earthworm for my contribution here. Jaws for the Revenge, that was the title. And you're sitting there going, you know, the title should be really, here's a fish, you're a moron. That should be the title. You ever see a movie like so dumb that they don't even bother to make sense? They just slap you in the face with how bad it is. You know, you're sitting on your bed with like a bucket of popcorn, you know, and you're going, maybe this movie isn't so bad and I'm not wasting my life. And the movie goes, yes, you are. And you go, are you sure? And the movie goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. How do we know? Look at you. It's 4 a.m. sitting there with one sock on watching a movie about a shark that only kills one family out of an entire ocean full of perfectly edible people for no reason that we ever bother to explain. And we can't pry you off the bed with a spatula because you think it's bound to get better. You know what I'm talking about? You sit there going, it can't be this bad. It must get better. But you could not be dumb enough to enjoy it. You know what I mean? To say, even if you were dumb, you could not be dumb enough. If you had no brain at all, that wouldn't do it. If you were sitting on your bed, here's you, no brain, just a bucket of popcorn and a spinal cord, that's all, right? Even your spinal cord would get insulted, go, hey. I'm not a brain or anything, but even I am getting a little ticked off. If anybody saw the movie, you know I'm not making it up. The mother of the family has like three people in her family killed by a shark in about a week. So a genius in her own right, the mother, she comes up with a plan. She says, well, shark is obviously after our family. There's only one thing to do, we're leaving town. And you're sitting there eating popcorn going, leaving town? Isn't that a pretty severe diversionary maneuver to avoid a shark? I mean, even if he's a really ambitious shark, wouldn't like an apartment building do the trick, you know what I mean? By the time he rents a car, finds your place, parks in a guest spot, comes up in the elevator, you would most likely smell fish and split out the back door. No, the mother is leaving town. She's sitting there going with the popcorn, why doesn't the mother just not go in the water? Wouldn't that make more sense? And they go, well, yeah, it would, but again, this is stupid. You see, in a stupid movie like this, everyone in it is stupid. The mother is stupid, the people that made it, stupid. But none of them are as stupid as you are, because if you notice, your watch, it is now 5 in the morning, and you still are hoping against hope that this will improve.
That's so great. And the best part of that bit is coming up. We'll play that next on the Nightlight with Pete Schwabe in honor of Jaws. Widely considered the first summer blockbuster movie of the modern age, and the brilliantly funny Richard Jenny, may he rest in peace. We'll have the conclusion to that bit and some fun talk about it next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. So great. We're talking about Jaws here at Nightlight, the first summer blockbuster by Steven Spielberg. Another interesting nugget, and we got to get this guy on the show, Conrad. His name is Rusty Wolf. He lives in Marinette, and he's an artist, and he owns several properties in Marinette, and they have a gallery you can walk through. He's a great guy, probably in his 70s now, and he and his wife, Kim, are terrific people. They do a lot for the community. They just moved there, I want to say about 10 years ago. Rusty and his dad designed the Jaws shark for Steven Spielberg. They built it, basically. And I just think that is so cool that someone who did such a cool thing lives where I live right now. He's a really good guy. Kim is great. We'll have Rusty on the show. I've interviewed him before. He's also a songwriter. He's written songs for Johnny Cash, and he's a very renowned and very talented artist. So another little bit of Jaws trivia, but let's get back to Richard Jenny. Here's the conclusion of the bit we just played where he talks about through Jaws 1 through 4, how the Jaws shark is after one family, and he is portraying himself in a hotel room on the road doing stand-up comedy at 4 in the morning, trying to make it through a Jaws marathon and slapping himself in the face with how stupid this movie is.
Now, there comes a point in any movie where if you don't turn it off now, at least consider killing yourself afterward to save the world from trouble. The mother of the family has now had about 5 people killed by the shark. So in the next scene, she does what anybody would do. She has an affair with Michael Caine, the English actor, which is a pretty standard reaction to multiple deaths in your immediate family. I'm sure that's what you... I would say the same thing. I would say, hey, 5 people in my family have been murdered in a week. Phew. Woof, am I horny. God. God, I can't believe this. God, death and the bloodshed, stop me, I'm out of control. So now comes the climax of the movie. The mother decides to leave town and get away from the shark. Anybody know where she goes? Anybody remember this? The Bahamas, thank you very much. Ideal place to go. I mean, who would expect to find a fish in of all places? The ocean. The ocean. What are the chances of finding a fish in the ocean? So, you know, and you're sitting there going, the Bahamas. Why doesn't the mother better just go to Canada. Is she serious? Go to Canada. It's very rare that you will be on a dog sled and here behind you in pursuit. It's going to the Bahamas. So now, this is the climax of the movie. The mother gets on a plane in Long Island, New York, flies to the Bahamas 600 miles an hour. When she gets there, guess what? The shark has beat the jet to the Bahamas. He has outrun a jet, and you start throwing popcorn at your screen going, get out of here, come on. That was a jet. I mean, I'm an idiot, but wouldn't a jet be faster than a shark? And I go, well, it would, but again, this is stupid. You see, in a stupid movie like this, shark is the fastest form of transportation available. And usually, no, but in this movie, if you're going to London from New York, right, forget the Concorde, get the next fish out of town, and you'll be there.
That's so great. Richard Jenny, check him out on YouTube. He is one of the best comedians of his era, and he passed away several years ago. Was a great guy and a tremendously talented stand-up comedian. So, and check out Jaws. That's another thing to do this summer. Gather the kids around the TV and show them a movie that's going to make them too scared ever to go in the water again. This has been a fun show. Tomorrow night on the program, Greg Schwemm will be here. He's a syndicated columnist and a stand-up comedian. He writes for Tribune Media Services, or that's where you can see Greg's stuff. He's a wonderfully talented writer and columnist. Humor Hotel is what it's called. Check out Greg's stuff before tomorrow if you want. TribuneContentAgency.com, Humor Hotel. Greg, all of his articles are there. He's a fun interview. He's been on the show before. And Carolyn Nelson Cavias will be here too. She is the coordinator for the 4th of July parade in Superior, Wisconsin. And Nightlight, as I've said before, is on statewide. I really am trying to reach out to various parts of the state because I don't want, obviously, most of the population is Northeast Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee. But, you know, I try to have people on from Eau Claire sometimes, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls, Superior. You know, if something's going on in your part of the state, folks, don't hesitate to reach out. We'll talk about it because we want to keep everybody happy here. Statewide, baby. But she will be here tomorrow to talk about the 4th of July parade. And it'll be a fun discussion. So, Conrad, Conrad's on the phone again. What are you doing, long distance calls? I would like to thank my guest tonight, Peter Jest, John Mino, and Brian Stille. And what's going on out there, buddy? What's going on?
It's all good.
Was somebody trying to reach me?
Not you.
So who's calling the studio?
Well, it's, for the great show of The Devil's Advocate.
Why do you answer those calls?
Well, I don't know if they're calling.
Second they're trying to reach The Devil's Advocate, they have a schedule, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I tell them. It's okay. On from 3 to 5. So.
Are they nice to you?
They're nice.
Okay. If they're nice, that's all that matters. Did you ask them what their least favorite part of a state fair is or a county fair?
I did not.
Okay. How do you feel about lip syncing, Conrad? I think we should make this our question tomorrow night because Taylor Swift was under fire from Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, who's great. I love Dave Grohl. I love their music. I don't know Taylor Swift's music, but she is an undeniable force. You can't argue that. And I kind of feel like to attack her for lip syncing during concert, her concert, it's a show. It's not just, if you want to hear great singing, and listen, I love Springsteen. I've seen Springsteen several times. I love that he really sings. I don't need a voice to be perfect or out of breath, but it doesn't bother me. Maybe because I'm not going to a Taylor Swift concert. That she doesn't actually sing. And I don't know that she doesn't. I know that Dave Grohl insinuated that. But even if it's true, eh. So, there's lights, costumes, dancing. It's more about a show, right? Am I wrong, Conrad?
I don't.
Would it bother you?
I think if they're a great singer, they don't need the lip sync, you know?
Yeah, but if you're dancing around and you're...
I guess, yeah.
I hear what you're saying. And part of me just wants to disagree with you because you're trying to break me and Sydney Sweeney up, and I don't approve of that. Silent J checked in on the stream. Hey, Silent J, how you doing, buddy? He says, hey, Pete, how are you? I'm great. I'm on the air talking to Wisconsin about really fun stuff, so it's a great night. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Okay, as I mentioned, tomorrow night, Greg Schwemm, syndicated columnist Carolyn Nelson Cavias will be here, and we'll be back with more fun and maybe a lip sync question. We'll figure it out. Thanks for all your texts tonight, folks. So great hanging with you on this Wednesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin on a beautiful summer night. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
Take me to your best friend's house, mama.